bug spray doesn't repel all bugs, especially the worst of them all, mosquitoes. It does cover the scent of carbon dioxide, which is what attracts mosquitoes. But the spray only protects you for a short distance. Mosquitoes can also track carbon dioxide over long distances. They will continue to stalk you until they find a gap in your invisible bug shield. A great alternative is lavender, which contains linalool. This fragrance completely overloads the mosquito's senses, making it unable to track you. The half belt on the back of some jackets appear like a fashion accessory. It was initially designed that way for larger jackets, as they could also be used as a blanket to wrap around oneself. The belt's position helps hold the material together, so it's easier to walk with whilst keeping you warm. Ketchup wasn't originally intended to be your favorite condiment. In 1834, a physician, John Cook, sold ketchup as a cure for indigestion. It was an immediate hit, and today, 10 billion ounces are purchased annually in the USA, although not as the intended medicine. Thomas Edison made over 1,000 inventions, and one in particular, the light bulb, is most famously linked to him. However, he didn't actually invent it. Warren De La Rue, a British chemist, had solved this scientific challenge 40 years earlier. There were also 20 other inventors who made alternate versions before Edison did. But earlier varieties relied on cotton thread and only lasted up to 14 hours. Edison, in 1880, used a carbonized bamboo thread instead, and his worked up to 1,200 hours. It became the most commercially viable light bulb, and today's ones are similarly shaped to Edison's original. The first treadmill was used in England in 1818. It was a large wooden cylinder with a handrail, although it wasn't used to keep fit. Convicted criminals would be forced to use these for up to 10 hours per day as a punishment. The energy output potential was realized, and soon it was built to work with water pumps and grain grinders. It was so effective that it was used in all prisons throughout the country. But in 1902, it was decided that it was too harsh and stopped. And now, this cruel punishment is mainly found in gyms. During the 1940s, there was a shortage of cocoa, and it was important to find a solution to this problem. A production company found a way by mixing only a small amount of cocoa with hazelnuts and milk, and the original Nutella was created. It started out as a loaf spread, like a stick of butter. It then transformed into a creamier version inside a jar in 1951, but it wasn't until 1964 that it was given its famous name. Your passport might be a dark shade of either green, blue, or red. The darker color not only makes them appear more official, but is intended so that through its journeys, the dirt that's collected is more easily hidden. Wasabi was first used back in the 8th century. It wasn't meant as a spicy condiment as it's served with sushi today. Initially, it was used for its antimicrobial properties that help avoid the harmful reactions to fish with sushi that's a bit too old. Many shirts have two buttons on the cuffs, but only one buttonhole. So what is the second button for? Turns out you can use it whenever you're wearing a watch, so the cuff is looser. Most clothing items you buy come with a small bag of fabric or a button, or both. Buttons obviously can be used as a replacement if you lose the original ones. Pieces of fabric can be used to patch up a hole, but most importantly, it's a tester. You can use it to test different washing products on it and see what happens to the fabric. Some umbrellas have a tip at the top, and it turns out it's not just a pretty design. When going inside on a rainy day, you should just close your umbrella and tap the tip against the floor to drain the water faster and more effectively. Many backpacks have this diamond with two parallel cutout slits on its front, and it's there for your comfort. You can attach something to it, like a water bottle or shoes. It comes especially handy if you travel somewhere or go hiking, so you don't have to hold your stuff. Okay, the next thing is gear loops. And probably from the name of it, you already have an idea what they're there for. You can strap in some useful gear you need to have with you, like trekking poles or shovels. Some gear will need to be secured to do it. Drop the handle through the loop and rotate it upward. Then, secure it with the elastic hook at the top, and you're golden. On the back of many makeup and hygiene products, you can find this symbol with a marking like 6M, 12M, and 24M. This is the number of months this product can serve after you open it and before you should throw it out. The two sides of a cotton pad are different because each of them has a particular purpose. A cotton pad has several layers to ensure that it's soft, strong, and can absorb liquids. The edge is stitched to hold it all together. The smooth side of a pad is for applying products, like tonics and lotions. And the embossed side is best for cleansing and makeup removal. Also, any pack of cotton pads has those strings on the sides. They're there so you can hang the package somewhere. Then, you can open the package at the bottom, where the perforated line is, and take them out. Did you know that there is an efficient way to pull a thread from yarn? When you pull from the outside, the yarn rolls away, so you need to hold it. However, if you pull it from the center, it will stay together. We're all familiar with staplers, but I bet you don't know all its secrets. Most staplers have a compartment to store spare staples, which can be located either on top or at the bottom. Also, surprise! This metal plate you press staples against can be turned around. This way, the device will be able to staple your documents by turning the metal ends outwards. No need to wonder whether you need to get a smaller or bigger container. Turns out, plastic food containers have volume measurements on their bottoms, indicating how much food they can fit. Ceiling fans come with a small switch on the inside of the blade. You might not have noticed it because it's not in plain sight, so check yours out. This switch allows you to change the direction of rotation. Now, why would you want to do that? The blades of a fan push the air in different directions, depending on the way they rotate. In the summer, you need the air to be pushed down to create the effect of a breeze. In the winter, the direction should be changed so that the air is pushed towards the ceiling. It then heats up before going down the walls. Have you noticed that the gas tank sign on cars' dashboards has a little arrow next to it? Well, this arrow has a purpose. It points at the side of the car where the gas tank is located. It's very useful for forgetful people who constantly wonder where their gas tank is, and also for those who drive rentals once in a while. The answer is right in front of your eyes.
There's nothing better than a nice piece of buttered toast for breakfast, if we're not counting hot fudge sundaes. But if you find it harder to spread out cold butter over your toast, here's an idea. Use a cheese grater. Figure out the amount you need and grate the product. The process will also soften the butter, making it easier to spread, and you won't have to melt a too large amount of it in the process. But still, that hot fudge. Dried pasta comes in all sorts of different shapes and sizes for a reason. That's because each type of pasta goes best with a particular sauce. Pasta shells, for example, are perfect with denser and chunkier sauces. Why? Because the sauce gets inside the shells, making it easier to serve and eat the dish. The ribbed outer surface also helps with covering the shells in the sauce. If you ever end up burning your cookies, ow! You can save them with your trusty grater, too. Just grate off the blackened parts after carefully taking the cookies from the baking tray. But be careful and wait until the cookies have cooled down. Also, if you ruin their shape a bit, you can always dip them in some melted chocolate. Ooh! After the chocolate cools down, you'll have perfectly shaped cookies. Although, after it gets past your lips and beyond, does the shape of the cookie actually matter? Just saying. If you like adding a lot of ingredients to your sandwiches, but don't really appreciate it when the bread gets soggy, there is a way to reduce the amount of moisture. Pick your sliced tomatoes or cucumbers and place them between two paper towels for up to 5 minutes. After that, you can use them. Also, make sure to spread butter, cheese, or sauces, like mayo or ketchup, onto the bread first. This will help you seal the bread and keep moisture at bay. Some people think that the little white string that you find near an egg yolk needs to be removed before you cook the egg, Well, I'm here to tell you that these strands are called chalaza, and you don't actually need to get rid of them. They help keep the yolk in place, at the egg center. A chalaza is not going to mess up the consistency or the taste of your food, so removing it is completely up to you. Ever notice that most juice boxes come with two flaps, one on each side? Those are actually handles. Manufacturers design the boxes this way to make it easier for us to hold them. This way, we don't end up squeezing the box, making the juice spill out. Now, you don't need to be a baking pro to know that you can use both white and brown sugar in your recipes. But have you ever wondered what the difference between these two is? It turns out that the only thing that sets them apart is that, during production, a small amount of molasses is added to the brown sugar. Molasses is basically a sort of syrup you get when processing sugarcane. It's usually removed during the refining process. That's how white sugar is produced. But if some amount of molasses remains in the final product, we end up with brown sugar, with its specific taste and darker hue. It's a good thing. There are a lot of things you can put in your dishwasher, apart from your dishes. For example, you can clean such things as your silicone oven mitts or the knobs of some kitchen appliances, like your oven or stove. Some kitchen sponges and reusable towels may be safe to clean in the dishwasher as well. Speaking of kitchen cleaning products, there are a lot of things you can do with dish soap, like de-griming your patio furniture. Just add a bit of dish detergent to some warm water and use the solution to wipe down your outdoor furniture with a piece of cloth. Finally, rinse it clean using your garden hose. You can also use dish soap to get rid of greasy stains on your clothes, be it pasta sauce or salad dressings. Hey, sometimes we miss our mouths. So, just apply a little dish detergent to the stain and then rinse with water. Use non-colored soap for lighter clothes. For more difficult stains, let the dish soap sink in for a bit, then throw the piece of clothing in the washer as usual. And think about maybe getting a bib. If none of the methods have helped you organize your closet, and you're still overwhelmed with large piles of clothes, there's a simple way that might be effective. It's called the one-in, one-out rule. That means for every new piece of clothing you buy, you need to get rid of one you already have. That means you'll always be decluttering your space. To make it easier to find something in your closet, good luck, keep your most used items at eye level. This way, they'll be easier to find and pull out when you're in a hurry. Those items that you tend to use less often, like your evening clothes, for example, can stay on the shelves above or below your eye level. You can make good use of old spice tins. If you glue some powerful magnets to the inside of the tins, they can double as magnetic shelves. You can use them for all sorts of everyday items, like kitchen pliers, ice cream scoops, or even cutlery. You can also place them on any metallic surface, like your refrigerator door. They'll blend in nicely with your kitchen magnets. Hidden in your laundry room, there's a great tool for picking up pet hair. It sometimes works better than lint rollers. Take a dryer sheet and, using some elbow grease, you'll get rid of that dog or cat hair in no time. It works on all sorts of surfaces, but it's especially effective for upholstered furniture. Now, if you don't like it when a door starts squeaking whenever you enter a room, get a bar of soap and rub it straight on the hinges. This will only help for a while, though, but it'll do the trick until you manage to get to a hardware store. And, you know, buy some oil. Have you ever noticed that in some elevators, there's a star next to the number of a specific floor? No, it's not to indicate where my office is. It's there to point out where the nearest exit is. And it's not always on the first floor. It's most likely located on the floor closest to the street. Have you ever wondered why stop signs are red? Well, back in the day, they didn't actually have any particular color at all. Before the 1920s, they didn't even have a standardized shape. In 1922, though, someone came up with the octagon. But initially, it was painted yellow, all because the red coloring tended to fade out too quickly because of sun exposure. So, yellow turned out to be the best option. It took another 30 years for fade-resistant enamel paint to be invented. We ended up changing the color of the stop sign back to red. After all, it's still the best color if you want something to be easily noticeable. Do you know there's a type of rose that can grow taller than people? According to the Guinness Book of World Records, the tallest rose bush ever found grew in Vienna, Austria. It was a staggering 28 and a half feet tall. Yes, it arose to a great height. In the same way we all have unique patterns on our fingerprints, no two tigers have the same set of stripes. It makes it easier for people working with this feline species to distinguish one tiger from another. I'll bet you didn't know the White House has its own flower shop hidden in the basement of the building. It's supposed to provide flower arrangements for all sorts of events that take place there. It's probably no surprise that pizza has become an American staple dish despite its Italian origin. People in the U.S. love it so much that they buy 350 slices of pizza every second in the States. Man, I'm not getting my fair share. To manage the huge demand for this delicious dish, around 17% of all restaurants in the U.S. are pizzerias. Finally, there's a way to make lemon juice without the seeds getting into your beverage. Try cutting the fruit in two and squeezing it with a pair of kitchen tongs. The pointed end of the lemon should be facing down. The juice will flow down, but the seeds will remain inside the lemon. Ooh, lemonade. It goes well with pizza. That's it for today. So hey, if you pacified your curiosity, then give the video a like and share it with your friends. Or if you want more, just click on these videos and stay on the bright side.